Tonight Show on TFM. Hey, what's up? It's your boy TP here. Tonight in the studio, I'm very nervous because I've got two very huge influence in my life. One is a director that I grew up watching, one of my favorite show, Liang Simei.
Okay.
Yeah, another one is international, Singapore's very own international superstar that we met online before. Today he's in the studio. So together, let us welcome Jack Neo.
Hey, hi.
And hello. Glenn Yong.
Hello everyone. This is Glenn Yong.
Yes, welcome to Kuching Sarawak.
Yes, Golomi. Woo!
You had Golomi already?
Yeah, first meal of the day, man. Yeah,
nice.
Once we stepped out from the aeroplane and then we eat.
That's good. Okay. Now, of course, today you are here to promote your movie,
I'm Not Stupid 3.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So, of course, we're going to talk about it. First of all, for director Jack Neo, right? I want to call you with a more familiar title, Liang Dao. Is it okay?
Okay, sure.
It's better.
Definitely.
Okay. Then for this round, it's been 22 years after I'm Not Stupid 2. How does it feel to come back and then to work on I'm Not Stupid 3? How do you feel about that?
It's actually very challenging. After 22 years, a lot of people ask, hey, what are you going to show me? Actually, I want to show you something that you are quite, you won't believe it. The difference between the kids, 22 years ago and now. All the kids are now, because of the internet, because of the AI, everything, they become smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And because all their friends also are so-called very smart, they go around to get a lot of information and then they share. And as you know, the kids may not, they do not know how to filter what is right and wrong. They will just accept all. They think that they know a lot of things. They know their rights and then they will fight. Okay? They will tell the parents, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. But it's about the parents. They still think that I want to see my children, the mark is better than their friends.
I see. Okay, okay. Mm. Very good insight from Liang Dao there. Mm. Then is it possible to have a continuation or spin-off from I'm Not Stupid 3? Or maybe there's a 4, maybe there's another story branching out from this again?
Yeah, I think I would do that, but maybe not so soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you know, kids' problem will never end.
That is true.
It's an endless problem.
True. Okay. Yeah. Alright, so we're going to take a short break right now, but don't go anywhere because coming back, we're going to talk to Glenn Yong playing Mr. Lee in I'm Not Stupid 3, and we're going to talk about his ideal character that he actually wants to play. Stay tuned. TFM. Always with you.
Get ready for a fun and crazy ride on The Night Show right here on TFM.
Hello, The Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TP here. Tonight in the studio, I'm so happy because I get to meet two of my favorite idols right now. We have Jack Neo Liang Dao, director for I'm Not Stupid 3, and also Glenn Yong playing Mr. Lee in I'm Not Stupid 3 as well. All right, then for Glenn, now in your previous interview before, when we talk about your ideal character you want to play in a movie, you said you want to play a bad boy character, right? The one that breaks people's heart. Correct or not?
Sure
now,
not.
Yeah, this is what he said. So, like, in
you think your company will allow or not?
But for now, in your recent works, you have been playing more of like a more serious one, good one.
Yeah.
So, do you still have like the urge to play like a totally different character?
Of course. That is still my dream. I mean, I want to be an actor for as long as I can. So, I mean, of course, it's only been 3 to 4 years since I started my career as an actor. So, a lot of opportunities, but I mean, of course, today we're talking about I'm Not Stupid. So I think it is also an amazing privilege to play as a teacher in this franchise because it's actually a dream come true. Mm. I remember 18 years ago, I was in the cinema watching I'm Not Stupid 2. And that was actually the first movie that I cried.
Oh.
Yeah, I watched it with my family, I still remember. And I remember after the movie, we all cried and we hugged each other and we apologized. And after that, we communicated better as well. So that was also the first time that I thought to myself, hey, I didn't know being a movie had such a big impact in my life, and it would be cool if I get to film and be an actor one day. So I would say life is really interesting because right now I'm playing as a teacher here, and I do believe that this movie is going to change a generation of young people as well, and also parents who watch the show. I think they're going to be reminded of how they should relate with their kids and how they should see them, not just academically, but also holistically about their well-being and what they love to do.
Very, very good. But still, we'll be hoping for a different character next time.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to play a bad boy character.
A bit. yeah. Something bad character, villain maybe, something like
I mean,
that.
Honestly, I actually, this character is my fourth time working with Liang Dao, with Jack actually. And each time that we work together, it's actually a really different character. And we were just joking that my character just keeps getting older and older. Each movie, you know. Yeah, so.
But I think for men, it's okay, though. Getting older is okay. Like we don't use the word old. We use the
mature.
Word mature.
Mature, yes. Yeah. More mature, deeper. Yeah.
So I think it's good. So what kind of role do you think you can handle well?
I want to try those guatzai.
Guatzai.
Oh, that's interesting, right? Maybe one day. Let's see. Let's see how it happens. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to head into another short break right now, but don't go anywhere because coming back, we're going to ask Glenn another question. And this time it's about him taking care of his own physical health. Make sure to stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
This is TFM 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM, always with you.
Hey, yo, what's up, Nation TFM here? Hey, yo, what's up? It's TV. Tonight in the studio, we've got the director and main cast of I Not Stupid 3, Jang Neo Liang Tao, and Glenn Young playing as Mr. Lee. So just now, we discussed a lot about the movie and then with Glenn Young on his possible desired character. Also, like with Glenn, you know that you have very busy person, singer, acting, you have all promotion activities here and there. One thing a lot of people want to know is how do you actually manage to stay fit?
Well, I think discipline definitely is one thing. I mean, I work out every morning
but
before
you eat,
I film.
You eat everything.
Oh yeah, but that's also because I love to eat, so I eat a lot, so I have no choice, right? If not, because the movies doesn't lie, man. I mean, when you look at yourself in the screen, if you've gained weight, it's so obvious. Everyone can see. I mean, even sometimes Liang Tao will tell me, hey, I can tell you put on a little bit of weight.
Ooh,
huh?
Okay.
Yeah. So I think maybe because of the requirement of the job, it's kind of like a part of the job for me. Not really because I need to stay fit, but because it is part of a job and I have to do it. But then, of course, I think working out has been a habit in my life already. So, I mean, even if the filming starts at like 6:30 or 7, I'll wake up at 4 to exercise. So, yeah, it's just part of life.
It's a habit and a very disciplined to do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right. Wow, I really have to wake up at 4 a.m. to work out. I sometimes lie in bed at 6 a.m. wanting to go to the gym, but eventually I didn't because I feel like, you know what, let's get in that 1 hour extra of sleep before I had to work. I feel like Glenn has been motivating me. You inspire me to be a better version of myself. And yes, today I feel like I'm very guilty and I would definitely try to hit the gym harder. Alright, right now we're going to go into a quick break. Coming back, we have one final chat with Jack Neo and Glenn Young from I Not Stupid 3. TFM, always with you.
All night, only the best music, only on TFM.
Hey, what's up? Good evening. The Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's your boy TB here. It has been such a wonderful hour talking to I Not Stupid 3's director, Jack Neo, who has been an inspiration since I was young, and also to Glenn Young, uprising singer, songwriter, international superstar from Singapore. Now, for the final question that I've got, it's not really a question, it's just to give each and one of you 3 words to describe I'm Not Stupid 3. Let's start with Liang Tao.
3 words.
Wow. Yeah.
Very nice. 2 words already.
2. 3 words already, 2.
Watch.
Very nice watch. Okay. What about Glenn?
Kuching, please watch.
Okay.
Forward.
It's okay. Thank you so much for both of you for having me coming into the studio.
Thank you.
And for those who have not watched I Not Stupid 3, well, make sure to head to your nearest cinema. Go watch it. Bring your box of tissues together with family, friends, the whole village, your whole kampong. Go watch it and enjoy a good family time, all right? And once again, thank you to Jack Neo and thank you to Glenn Young from I Not Stupid 3. Hopefully to see you guys next time. This is TFM, always with you. Bye.